Genesis chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from there toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and traveled in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But Yahweh came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "You are a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, she is a man's wife." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Yahweh, will you also slay a righteous nation? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister,' and she, even she herself, said, 'He is my brother'? In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this." And Yahweh said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore I did not suffer you to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know you that you shall surely die, you and all that are yours." Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? And what have I offended you in, that you have brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not be done." And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you see that you had done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, 'Surely a fear of Yahweh is not in this place, and they will kill me for my wife's sake. Yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife.' And it came to pass, when Yahweh caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, 'This is your kindness which you shall show to me at every place wherever we shall come. Say of me, he is my brother.' And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them to Abraham and restored Sarah his wife to him. And Abimelech said, 'My land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you.' And unto Sarah he said, 'I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. He is to you a covering of the eyes, unto all that are with you and with all other.' Thus she was reproved. So Abraham prayed to Yahweh, and Yahweh healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bore children. For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife." End of chapter.